This is Matty Johns.
Gordon Tallis.
Andrew Johns.
Ryan Girdley.
Wendell Saylor.
Paul Gallen.
MG.
And I'm Peter Sterling.
Triple M rocks the footy.
The Verdict. Breaking down the game that was.
For DeWalt. Guaranteed tough. Available at Bunnings Warehouse.
Here's the kick. No need for the Kumo try kick. But Moses adds the two. He finishes with 4 from 5. And that was a very easy win for Parramatta. Set up with a dominant display in the first half. 20 points to 4. And if there was any doubt before, there's no doubt now. Parramatta are going to the finals. They're on 30 competition points with a month to play. And for Canterbury, boy, oh boy, 3 losses in a row. And going back further, there are only 2 wins in the last 3 months. Were against the Knights when they needed a miracle at Belmore, and against the Dragons on a public holiday Monday. That's all they have. They, Canterbury, were 5-4, and since then only 2 wins. Josh Jackson, I'm told, is with you, Brent Jackson. Reed. Take it away.
Yeah, Josh, another tough night in pretty tough conditions.
Yeah, really hard, mate. That first half really cruel us. We just gave up too much full position, and you know, they've got quality kickers in that team that come up with a lot of repeat sets, and that just killed us, mate. Took a lot of gas out of us.
Did you take anything out of the second half? You obviously won that.
Oh, it's a great fight back from us. I guess the positives you can take out is the amount of D that we've done on our try line, and we kept them out for a lot of sets. But, you know, just a few tries in the first half, I thought they were pretty ordinary tries, and that's not what we're about, you know. So back to the drawing board, mate.
Up to you, boys.
Yeah, Jacko, Paul Gallen, mate. Where do you go from here? You said back to the drawing board. What's the goal, I suppose, for the remainder of the season? You can't get in that top eight. You want to finish off and with a bit of pride.
Yeah, that's right, Gal. You know, we've just got to get back to performing well. I don't think we've played good, consistent footy for, you know, a good couple of months now. So, mate, we've just got to hang on to the ball to start with and give ourselves a chance. You know, we're just giving sides too much opportunity with the footy, and you know, this day and age, they're too good with the footy and they'll come up with points.
Well, we appreciate you joining us after a loss, mate. Bad luck.
Thanks, boys.
Josh Jackson joining us. I'm just counting here on the Makita stats. How many times Canterbury have been single figures this year? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times. Sixth time they've been stuck with a single figure score. Michael Jennings, the man just doesn't know how to age. He's with you, Brent Reed.
Yeah, Michael, he's putting the headphones on. Michael, great first half. What did you think of the second half?
Just second half there, felt like we were just trying to hold on to the lead there, and it's good that we held them off. A lot of momentum was going their way, and we always talked about how we're going to come back after points being scored on us. It's good response from the boys. I only get one try there in the end, but we need to be better in the second half there, and yeah.
You're still puffing. Is that from that run at the end?
Yeah. I was dying for a try there, so I just thought I'd kick it in there. Give me some points.
After you, boys.
Janko, it's Del, mate. Hey, look, mate, I know you tried to get that try and get involved there, mate, but are you allowed to talk about finals football now? Because tonight was one of those games. You had to win, and you stuck to your process.
You know, we believe in our ability, and like you said, we stuck to the process. If we keep playing like that and keep winning, then yeah, we can start talking about finals. But you know, we're taking each week as it comes, and not getting too far out of ourselves.
Mate, you're gone. We better let you go. But mate, mate, it was a great race. You and Brent Morris. He got you in the end.
Yeah. I was held back a bit there by James.
Of course you were. Good stuff, buddy. Well done, Jeff.
Cheers, guys.
I think, Gal, I mean, Brad Arthur's going to have plenty there to pick apart from the second half if he wants to, but when you're up 16-0 at the break against a team that doesn't look like they're going to score, well, you can probably forgive that second half. Tim Manor, let's find out what he has to say. He's with you, Brent Reed.
Yeah, Tim, obviously a great first half. You must have been really pleased with that.
Yeah, I thought the control the boys showed in that first half was what we spoke, all we wanted to do. We just wanted to play down their end and get them coming out of their corner. So I thought our halves did a great job. Or just sticking to the plan, and you know, although the second half wasn't as many points on the board, I thought the discipline was still there.
You mentioned your halves there, Mitch and Corey seem to have struck up a real partnership. It's working really well, isn't it?
Yeah, they're going every week. They're getting better and combining better every week. So they're leading us great on the park, and it's making our job in the middle a lot easier just to do what we're told.
Up to you, boys.
Yeah, Tim, it's Paul Gallen, mates. Well done on the win.
Thanks,
Tim. I know you guys aren't supposed to talk about finals football, but I thought you really played final style footy tonight with your completion rate, particularly in that first half, and the amount of possession that you had and the way your halves controlled it. Is that what you thought?
Yeah, I thought, like I said, that last week our strength was that, just, kicking down and playing down there against the Broncos. And we wanted to repeat that, and I thought, we did a great job of just sticking to it and, I guess not going away from it.
Mate, it must be bloody exciting. I mean, you were a pup the last time Parramatta were in the finals, and it was your first year.
I had a lot more hair back then.
You probably thought, oh, how good is this? We'll do this every year, and it's been 8 years, so you must be excited about what's about to happen.
Yeah, you're not wrong. It's been a long time since our last time we were out in the finals, but I'll be lying if I said I'm not excited. I think it's not just excited about playing finals. As a group, we're just excited about our footy at the moment. We're excited about coming to training every day. We're excited about taking the field, so there's a bit of buzz growing. The fans are getting excited, and so are the boys.
Good for you. Well done, mate. We'll see you over the next few weeks.
Thanks, boys. Thanks,
Jimmy Manor. His first year was 2009, which was the year they came from nowhere to make the grand final. Then it's been 8 years, a lot of toil for Tim Manor. But let's hope there's no injury or something where... sorry, Wendell's just shown me a picture of... Wally, it's Gordon Tallis as Wally Lewis, and you wouldn't believe it, he bloody looks like it.
Oh, that's gold.
Oh, no, I'm going to post it to him. Well done.
Well done, Gordon. We'll put it on our... put it on our Twitter feed. It's humble. They've got the baldness, they've got the mo, they've got the makeup right. Yeah. It's unbelievable. All right, let's take a break, and we'll wrap this baby up for AEG Power Tools. Parramatta, another win for them, 20-4. Over the Canterbury Bulldogs. Triple M rocks Thursday night football for Brighton's Lawyers. We're on here tomorrow from 5:55, the Dragons and the Bunnies. More after this. Here's the play of the day.
The Triple M NRL play of the day.
Paper King throws to Moses. He runs. Spots him in the low peg and he goes through. He's got French looming up. There's the pass. Goodbye. French is over. Brilliant run, Mitchell Moses. He found a little opening and he went right through.
Triple M NRL, the verdict. Thanks to AEG Power Tools, now with more than 30 heavy-duty tools.
Yes, our thanks to AEG for their support of Triple M footy. And in the end, 20-4, the final score. It was 16-0 at halftime. So pretty run-of-the-mill stuff in that second half. Look, not the most entertaining Thursday night game of the season, but Parramatta fans won't care because their team is off to the finals as we have an updated premiership ladder. Wendell Saylor and Paul Gallen, Billy Harrigan, Dan Ganane. And it's Melbourne 34, Roosters 32, Sharks and Eels on 30. Eels for and against is the worst of any team in the top eight. So they have to... they can only overtake teams by having more wins. Brisbane and North Queensland on 28, Manly 26, Dragons, Panthers 24, Raiders on 20. Gal, can you see the Raiders making a late dash towards the finals? Their for and against is not that far off, so if they were to get on a winning streak, they could actually overtake either the Panthers. Well, they're going to have to overtake a couple of teams, Panthers, Dragons, Eagles.
Yeah, look, obviously not, because we play them this weekend, so they'll need to start this weekend. So I don't want to see them make a run for it. I mean, maybe after this week they can have a crack at it, but we need to win this week as much as they do. But they're certainly a side that can score points, we know that. Finishing second last year, they've got that pretty much that same roster, if not added to it. So they probably have been a little bit disappointing this year, but they played well last week with a win. And if they get on a run, who knows what they could do. But as I said, fingers crossed it doesn't start this week.
We've been waiting for that run for a long time from the Raiders.
Yeah, we have. And as I said, Dale, they've got a good roster. Much the same as last year. So they've probably been a little bit disappointing. And it's up to us this week to hopefully end their season.
You'll smack their butts this week.
Verdict for AEG Power Tools, now with more than 30 heavy-duty tools. Now, did we award a Mungle Boots Man of the Match?
Nah, but I reckon Corey Norman,
yeah,
I reckon.
Yeah, his first person come to mind,
yeah,
Corey Norman.
The way he controlled that game, he didn't overplay his hand. I know Moses was good too. And the forwards, they were collectively all solid. But
I thought the forwards did their job. Moses was good in the first half, but that entire 80 minutes, the way Norman kicked that ball for, eight repeat sets of six?
Nine.
He wasn't all of them, but he's the majority of them. He just had it on a string.
All right, lock it in. He's our Mungle Boots man of the match. Well done to Corey Norman. I don't think that's the first time we've awarded him the man of the match this year.
I'm just looking for my sponsorship here, and I can't find
it. I'll sponsor you, Dan.
The good part. Oh, here it is. Their scuff cap and zip side boot range, now available to suit every trade at Mongrel Boots. All happy, Billy? No dramas?
All happy with Gavin Reynolds and Grant Atkins. No dramas out there tonight.
Billy, nearly.
Easy game.
He lost
there's a little one. There's a little one with the Corey Norman no try.
Oh, yeah, there was that little one. But that would have been more significant had Parramatta been got close. Beat.
Yeah,
it would have. But everyone will just forget about that.
Yeah, true.
Still, it's still a miss. But I can understand why they touchy called it. It was very close. Fingertips were only millimetres off the ball. But anyway, other than that, pretty good.
The biting allegation, we don't think anything will come of that, Bill?
No.
Okay.
Very hard to make those stick unless you've got the player saying, I was bitten, I want to go on with it.
Well, you'd have to see also the vision would have to be a proper chomp.
Yeah.
Normally those little things.
A lot of blokes have got
when you used to bite blokes, Gal, you used to nip them, didn't you? Is that one of your charts?
Well, you blokes are into me tonight. I've been good for 10 years.
We've missed you, mate.
You missed the grub. You were dirty back then, weren't you?
Years.
No, I wasn't dirty. I was just
smashing them.
Playing the game, mate.
Do you ever pick at someone's stitches?
No, I didn't actually pick at them. I've tried to explain this before, Dan. He had a strapping on his head. I was trying to push the strapping off so he'd have to go off in the blood bin.
Oh, that was you.
Yeah, that was it.
I said he's dirty.
I thought that was LaFranchi. LaFranchi did it.
Yeah, he did it to LaFranchi. Oh, sorry. He's throwing you under the...
That's all right.
No, Gal named his top five grubs.
Yeah, he was young then.
Yeah, no, who were your top five grubs?
No, I only got to four.
Jason Stevens.
Steve-O was number one. Chris Beattie, Michael Ennis. I put myself in there. And
yeah.
Greg Bird's got to be in there.
Well, I'll throw Birdie in number five. There you go.
That's Greg Bird.
All-time top five grubs.
But a champion bloke.
Yeah. That's all. Yeah.
The verdict.
We're all out there on the field to compete and do your best.
Yeah, with tools.
Not there to make friends.
Okay. 20-4 the final score. I think we're just about done here, boys.
I'm concerned for these Doggies fans listening on the way home because a lot of my family goes for the Dogs, and I've got to say that was one of the most boring game for them. They just look so slow right across the park. Their ball movement, they just... Not just that.
For me, Des Hasler is the coach. For him to think that Chase Stanley is a different point of attack from, he's not going to be the answer. The way he played last night, you can tell it. He wasn't a player that was going to enjoy playing 5-8. That's not his role. I know he's trying to get Brankin Lee in there, but that's got to fall on Des Hasler. At what stage do you think that Chase Stanley is a good option at 5-8? Mate, he had an unhappy night tonight. And I like Chase. Chase is a good friend of mine. He's a centre or a winger. That's it.
It's simple. Something has to happen at the
Dogs. Yeah, I know.
That's
someone's got to leave the building.
Do you know something? They've only used 25 players on the Makita stats. Dragons are the only club to have used less. Wouldn't you think now the season is well and truly gone? Right? There's not even a mathematical possibility that they could work their way into the finals. We might see some kids.
Have they got any youngsters coming through that we know of?
That's the question.
Mm. Well, yeah.
You know, But what do you got to lose, Gal?
Yep.
But the problem is, you got a coach that might actually be coaching for his job. So if you throw kids in there and they start getting spanked by 40, then that's the issue he might have.
Well, they're coming third last in the 20s. They're coming third last in the 20s. I'm not sure they're going to reserve.
They got flogged tonight too.
Yeah,
he's got to do something because you can't keep doing what you're doing, or you get what you've got.
Yeah.
And at the moment, there's nothing happening there. So. Maybe it is. Okay, let's drop a couple of blokes, throw a couple of youngies in, and let's see what happens.
For those at the ground that missed it, pain pot injury update, Bevan French had. It was not a major injury, didn't seem. It seemed precautionary, but a hamstring nonetheless. So maybe.
And it was at halftime. For all your Para fans out there, he walked off at halftime, just did not come back out of the second half. So it's not like he grabbed at the hamstring and came off. So fingers crossed for him, it's okay.
Anyway, see how you can enjoy every moment without pain. Visit thepainpod.com. Bold predictions for Jack Link's beef jerky. Where do we start, producer Charlie? Wendell?
Man, I was very unlucky.
Wendell Saylor.
Bevan French to score 2 tries and Parramatta Eels to win by more than 8.
Probably a bit unlucky. You're wrong, but probably a bit unlucky. not like me and Billy. But.
All right, well, let's go to Paul Gallen.
Dogs to win by 2 points.
I think now that you've seen the Dogs up close.
What was I thinking?
You won't tip them again this year.
No, what was I thinking?
Brent Reed.
I'm going to go with Chase Stanley. I'm going to go for a Dogs win. I think Chase Stanley will have 2 try assists and a try.
Oh my
Reedy, don't you ever come down here.
That's why he got wet.
Oh, dear.
That's why he got wet.
He's so far.
Billy Harrigan.
The Dogs will beat them. They'll upset it.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my goodness.
What was wrong?
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
The majority of this box tipped the Bulldogs.
Yeah, I looked at their forward pack, and they just...
Yeah. Oh, and anyway, then, yours truly. Parramatta to win and Canterbury to score 8 or less.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You knew that. I forgot about it.
Yeah.
Well done, Dan.
I haven't had many of those victories this year.
High five to you, brother. Well done, mate.
Thank you. Oh, don't be jealous, Bill.
Yeah, I'm with you. No. That's great. Yeah. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah. Well, because Bill
you get one.
The Jack Lynx king.
Yeah, he's not the king, but he goes all right.
What do you mean? How many? I've tipped him 26 plus. I'll see you later.
He does pick some good ones.
Verdict for AEG. That's it. We're done. Parramatta, well done to them. They certainly are off to the finals now. Thank you, Wendell Saylor.
Thank you, Retro Round.
Good luck on Saturday night, Gal.
Thank you, Dan.
And Billy Harrigan, I'll see you tomorrow at the SCG. Dragons versus South Sydney. And here are the full-time highlights for Seabus Super. Triple M rocking Thursday night football.
Thanks to Seabus. Whether you're on the tools or in the office, Seabus is built to last. Triple M NRL highlights.
Thursday night football is underway and Parramatta have got the ball here.
Make use of this little bit of
Harry's defenders with him to the line and gets it down. He had Graham, he had Tolman with him, and he managed to take them to the try line.
Maybe King throws to Moses. He runs. Spotted in the low pick and he goes through. He's got French looming up. There's the pass. Goodbye. French is over. Maybe King throws to the right to Moses. He then gets a sweet pass out to French. French then underarms the ball back inside as he's tackled. He finds Moses, who threatens to kick. Then he throws a floating pass to Tucker Dugley. Out to Semi Rod Rodra. Goodbye. Rod Rodra's over.
Oh, here we go.
Franco Lee going down the right side. He's into the backfield. He's got numbers looming up. Throws out to the wing to Montoya. He plunges over in the corner. And the Dogs finally are on the board. A very easy win for Parramatta. 20 points to 4.